My wife Jennifer, son Jack, and I panted and fussed our way over the considerable hills of Oakland on Sunday. Jen signed us up for a Terra Loco run. That means crazy earth, was it ever. A 5K unlike any we'd experienced. About 75 people met in the Leaning Tower Pizzeria in downtown Oakland, and they gave us all a map on a postcard. The start-finish was marked on it, and then also marked were five dog bones, segments as we learned to name them in geometry. The race was run by completing three different segments and returning to the start with proof you'd been to them all. The segments were not on single streets, but instead ran diagonally, requiring you to map your way around corners, around numerous bends, etc., to connect the dots. Nor did the segments connect. From the end of one segment, you had to map or wander your way to another segment of your choice, again, around turns and bends and hills and hills and hills. Okay, so if you're confused, you feel 1/100th of the tension that rose up in and between us, as within minutes we ran blocks past our first segment before we'd realized we'd missed its starting point. And then, after we finished that first segment, I ran us totally in the wrong direction, then recovered, only to take another wrong turn. Standing in the middle of an intersection, staring at a map, a guy in a car who was lost looked at us as if to ask for directions, then said to us, "You're not from here either, are you?" No. The 5K that should have taken about a half hour took us almost an hour, and my family was ready to make me walk home. At least three times I'd run ahead only to cause us to fall further behind. At one point, and in the car on the way home, I asked one of the 30 questions on Kuzis and Posner's leadership practices inventory. What can we learn, since it's not going or hasn't gone as we expected? It was the one smart thing I did all day, and there were two takeaways that I think have real-life benefit. First, it's key to stop for a second when you finish a segment. It's so easy to continue in a direction or take what seems like a smart turn. But the road, the map, the route changes. It's a new semester, a new quarter, a new client, a new... you get it. If you're starting something new, you might ask the Kuzis-Posner question above. What can we learn? Especially when things didn't go as expected. If we'd only taken a minute to ask that, we'd have saved 5 minutes. The other lesson that was so clear to me was, get the right person on the job. The three of us are all Myers-Briggs N's or intuitives, ill-suited for the task. Mapping and following a twisting route requires strong S or sensate skills. It literally requires street-by-street steps. I'm learning the same lesson in my teaching after reading repetitive constructive critiques on my evaluations. I'm inviting students to create the step-by-step processes they need, and some really need, pushing them to interrupt me and direct me and challenge me if I'm too conceptual, abstract, or open-ended. Many of them are 100 times better suited to thinking through details than I am. And I'm escaping the terrific trap of thinking that the title of authority somehow means I can or must do everything best. To put the two lessons together, after you have finished a segment of work, ask your peeps, what can we learn from what we've just done? And who is best suited to lead us forward from here? You'll keep learning and use others' strength to lead with your best self.